Carbondale Mayor Mike Henry's on the other end of the line this morning. Morning, Mayor. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Tom. How are you?
Good. You know, other than the rain and concerns about kids like in Heron going back to their first day of school here and hoping everybody's paying close attention to where they're driving and the kids walking along and the buses and the like. So something you'll be looking at, not necessarily so much buses as U-Hauls coming into town. Well, tomorrow and Friday in particular when it comes to move-in day in the dorms, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Tomorrow is move-in day for first-time students, basically, and Friday will be the designated day for on-campus housing move-in for returning students.
You know, so, once upon a time, Mayor, you've been around long enough to know that we once upon a time looked at the students coming in during this time period of something akin to locusts coming into the community because there were so many. I think with the enrollment drop, there's a new appreciation for what the students do for the community, and I think maybe that will be changed as a whole, I think, when they view SIU students in the business and in the community as a whole.
Well, yeah, no question. It's always a great time for our businesses. I mean, they come in and buy furniture and clothes and Saluki ware and a lot of stuff just right off the bat here. So, but it's always good to have them back, to have the activity in town, to have all the fun and diversity that they bring to the community. So we're looking forward to it.
What's Carbondale doing to roll out the welcome mat?
Well, you know, our Chamber of Commerce in Carbondale Main Street, Saluki Pride Committee in particular of the Chamber, are doing well. They're going to be out. Thompson Point is where the on-campus student housing is, and they'll be out helping students and their parents carry stuff into the dorms. They'll be out all day tomorrow and all day Friday. The mayor will be out in a golf cart that says mayor on board, mm-hmm. and I'll be meeting people out there. It's the first time mayor's ever done that. But we'll be out there greeting them, saying, you know, we're glad they picked SIU Carbondale for their students to go to school and welcome them here and give them some information that shows them, you know, the address of our website and how to get to city services and so on and so forth and answer any questions they have.
And point out which streets are one way.
Yeah.
Just one of the things you need to know in Carbondale, and sometimes these first couple of days can be trying for people on the one ways. Oh, that's why. Heck, I've been around for a number of years, and I drove down the one-way street by the hospital the other day, so I'm really not in a position to criticize anybody. So.
Yeah, and there's a SIU is putting on the Welcome Fest out at Saluki Stadium on Friday, August 17th, 8 o'clock in the evening. There's a Meet Me on Main at the Student Rec Center and a Carbondale Business Fair is going to be at the Student Rec Center. So the business fair will actually be next Wednesday when everything kind of gets settled down. And what else? Or something? Oh, Saluki Student Job Fair will be August 22nd out at the Student Center. So they'll have a central place to go, and our local employers can get there and do some interviews, and students can find some jobs if they want them. So there's a lot of good activities going on campus, and everybody, like you said, is really excited to have them back.
There is, and it's interesting because there had been a forum of some type in Carbondale earlier in the month about giving SIU ideas when it comes to enrollment. And then, you know, whether that was endorsed by the city council is another story itself. But, you know, I find it interesting because it kind of gave me some thought. We've often talked about the synergy between SIU and Carbondale, what it means. But apparently there's a line that you and I believe Gary Williams believe probably shouldn't be crossed when it comes to community and SIU. There's a work together ethic, but there's also a line, isn't there?
Well, yeah, there is. I mean, some of it is we don't want to get in their business, and this is our Human Relations Commission here in Carbondale, and I appoint the members to that, and the council approves them, and like all our other commissions. But originally, this got to us as finding ways to increase enrollment and so on and so forth. And when I first saw this, the first thing that hit me was, where has this commission been for the last 4 or 5 years? Secondly, you know, it could have the tendency to go into this bad news era that we're all so happy to get out of. just put some bad publicity out there again. And SIU knows what they're doing to increase enrollment. I had lunch 2 weeks ago with the assistant to the chancellor for enrollment. It's a new position, and this woman is just a stellar person to be doing this. She's worked with Larry Dietz up at Illinois State in enrollment. She's worked at Kansas State, and this is a step up for her as the director of enrollment activities here. But she has a lot of good ideas. She's hit the ground running, and she's going to get it done. And I think we just need SIU will know more than folks out here about what to do with enrollment, and they've started a lot of things, I mean, in the last 4 or 5 weeks to work on enrollment for spring and the next fall, for a year from now.
You're talking about Jennifer DeHammers, right?
Yeah.
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 She's going to be on the show tomorrow morning at 8:20.
Good. You'll like her. She's very impressive.
I've been looking forward to it, but I would have thought it would have been better for us to have somebody in that position instead of going, I believe, 4 years without it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was. I mean, this it was a perfect storm of how not to do things, really.
Right.
And problems with state funding for the university. But I think we're past that now, and we have to put it behind us. And everybody is, we're trying to be as positive as we can be, and the only way to go is up. So
all right.
We're on our way up.
Even personal, when we've talked on the phone and on interviews, is my preoccupation with this enrollment number unhealthy, you think?
I think it's newsworthy, and, we need to have it out there. But in some ways, we've talked about it so much that I think everyone is aware of it. And we just, I just think we have to say, here's the things we're doing now. And like you and I are doing right now, we're talking about all the things we're doing to welcome our students back. What hasn't gotten out there is the economic impact that SIU has all over Southern Illinois. I mean, it reaches all the way over to West Frankfort and Benton and Carbondale, Murfreesboro, all towns in between. And it's a huge impact. And, of course, that's been diminished over the years. But it is coming back. And SIU has been getting out into those communities through the local mayor's association and thing and talking to them and letting them know what they're doing. And that's been going on for the last year or so. So there's just a lot of positive activity out there, and it's kind of like beating a dead horse to hold more hearings on out here in the city and keep talking about the low enrollment, because right. I think we all know it's here and we have to deal with it.
And you're right, that horse has been sufficiently beaten.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing, before I let you go, University of Michigan survey, the 17 Eclipse most watched event in U.S. history that includes more people than the Apollo 11 mission in 1969 setting foot on the moon. 88% of adults, 216 million people watched. Now, in these statistics, it's fair to mention we're talking about people who maybe came to Carbondale and watched with their bare eyes, but this also number includes electronically watching it on television or something along that line. But, it also is a bit of a tease when it comes to what we learned the first time around, and then how we can capitalize on the second time around, understanding the nature of the event, because we really didn't have a frame of reference. It was interesting, in the Washington Post article, I believe it was Washington Post, Mike Kentrianakis from the Astrological Society, he and I have become friends since meeting him with Bob Barron, he was on the show, and he said, this is going to be the most watched event in history. He's quoted in this story, and he was in Carbondale while this was going on, but it's another one of the items that we can use to market and claw ourselves back up this cliff.
Oh, sure, sure. And
I think I just beat the horse again.
When we get people to Southern Illinois and to Carbondale and out onto the campus, they find out what a beautiful part of the state this is, how friendly the people are, and they see what a great research university we have here in Southern Illinois. So we just have to get them here, and that eclipse was a great opportunity. And we'll have it again. We got to wait 6 more years yet, but anyway, it's and part of the eclipse success that we didn't hear much about was NASA was just doing jumping jacks. I mean, they just absolutely loved it. They had perfect viewing conditions. They got information that they never could get before about the sun and about the eclipse. And they picked SIU to be from all across the nation. This is where they came.